Hello and welcome to the Character Select Podcast. This is Dom, aka Brother Dom, your host, and I'm joined here with my co-host, my great other co-host, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So we're about to get this whole podcast started, you know, trying to get a new thing going. We're making a little pilot, so the people out there, out in internet lands, however they want to call it, really know what we're getting into. So it's called Character Select. We're going to really get to know people, talk to people about what are you creating, who are you as a creator, but really get into like who you are, you know. So much on the internet, people look at what have you made, and then we kind of make these celebrities out of people, but we don't really know who they are, and it kind of lets us feel like they're these larger-than-life people who don't really deserve our respect, you know. Like, they become celebrities, and it's easy to lampoon celebrities, but we want to get down and remember these are people and what are they all about. So just for now, we're going to get started a little bit and talk about who we are, because you're listening to this. Who are these two? I've never heard of them before. So Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, what makes you a nerd?
I have been a nerd for as long as I can remember. First with books. I love fantasy and sci-fi. I'm not very good at video games, but I like watching other people play them. I love theater. I love cosplay. I really love cosplay. I love anime. I have gotten into American comic books in the last couple of years. So pretty much anything.
You get the whole scope. And the whole range.
Really run the gamut.
Yeah, gotta give you credit on that. A lot more diverse than mine, you know. If anybody knows me, it's pretty hardcore folks on video games, a little bit of comics, anime here and there, a lot of music and that sort of stuff too. So you send some chip tunes my way, some rap, some remixes. That's my whole jam. Now recently you got me into a little bit of theater, a little bit of musical, so it's taken my whole life over.
Do you want to talk to us about Hamilton?
Oh, all day long, all day long. But yeah, that's just a little bit of, you know, what makes us nerds. I'm also into the cosplay. We get the whole group going on, that sort of thing. But just to jump a little bit back, you know, let me ask you, Steph, what do you do? I mean, we're nerds, but what is it that you do?
I work full time in retail right now. I work at a bookstore. That's my real world life. But I also, on the internet, I regularly blog for the Lady Geek Girl and Friends website. I write 2 or 3 posts a week for that on various feminist topics, and that's about it. That's about my whole life right now.
Hey, it's we all have the in real life portions of our whole being. I personally work full-time as an engineer in health stuff. I keep it vague because, you know, day-to-day it is a little vague. It changes a lot. My internet presence is a little bit more exciting and relevant to nerdy things. So I do a little bit of podcasting here and there. I like to guest when I can. I also write for the Lady Geek Girlfriends blog, and you can catch my writing at other places when it pops up if I get lucky and get the work ethic to go out and do these things. But mostly just a lot of tweeting and just commentary on every subject under the sun. So, you know, that's who we are. That's our character. That's really what makes us up, you know. But that's what we want to do when we're talking to all the people out there and the internet, creating your favorite comics, games, music, writing these books, acting, performing, doing the fan art and the fan fiction. You know, we really want to know what else is going on besides the thing that we know you for. And like, just right here, you see, besides being the writers that we are, we also have lives on the side. We didn't really get into it too much, but that's pretty much the next point, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So let's just jump into some of these rapid fire questions. We're gonna just kind of have these ready to go, send these out when we get in a pinch, or maybe just get the comfortability going. So I'm gonna throw these at you. You ready, Steph?
I'm so ready.
Okay, throw me a favorite book. What's one of your favorite books?
Well, it feels like cheating to say Harry Potter, so I'll say Lord of the Rings.
Okay. See, you went for the fantasy, and I'm over here, and I'm thinking The Great Gatsby is one of my favorite books. I can't help myself. I just love the story. It has a lot of parallels with hip-hop, if we if we're being honest. What about favorite movie? Anything recent that you like?
Oh, man, as far as, like, recent stuff, I'm obsessed
with... Last 5 years.
Okay, I was going to say, like, I'm obsessed with the new Star Wars movie, and I really loved the second Captain America movie. I think The Winter Soldier was probably the best movie out of all of the Marvel movies so far.
That was a good one. You're definitely right about that. That was a good one. Okay. I can't think of a favorite movie. I didn't plan this out properly. If I were to say a movie that I know the most, I'm going to have to go with Scott Pilgrim. I love that movie a lot, and I think its faults make it better. In a way, I think he does a good job of laughing at nerd culture while also at the same time being, oh, this is ridiculous, but we actually really love it. That's just how it goes. How about this next question? You want to start this next one?
Sure. What do you do to cheer up when you're feeling down?
Me? You're asking me. I feel so enamored with these questions already. To cheer up, I kind of kick some games, kick some music, eat a lot of junk food. I'm a junk food guy.
Hell yeah.
Sugar. It's delicious. How about you? What's your cheer up in your worst moments? How do you just pop back up?
I turn to fan fiction. Fan fiction is... there's always a fanfic out there that is going to just raise my spirits and put me... It's like brain candy for me. Like, if I am feeling low, I just, like, I'm going to go read about two fictional nerds falling in love, and it'll make me feel better.
See, that's less bad for you than candy and beer is.
Well, I mean...
You're running the healthy way.
Well, I mean, I also will probably eat a lot of chocolate while I'm doing that.
Nothing wrong with some chocolate. What, out of the three chocolates, and this is just something I just thought of, out of the three chocolates, what's your favorite out of white, dark, and milk?
Probably dark. I like dark chocolate.
That's a good choice. Good job. I'm right there. You know, white chocolate's too creamy. Milk chocolate is oversaturated the market. Gotta get the dark chocolate in there. Let's pull up this next question. What is a crossover you would like to see? Any media at all?
I'm gonna go with Star Wars and Homestuck, because I saw a really cool crossover cosplay of it recently, and I think that they're both, like, very huge, like, space opera stories that would be interesting to... Like, both of them, there are psychic powers. Both of them, there's, like, a lot of complicated world building. And I'd be interested to see how characters would fare in each other's worlds.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. I never thought of that one. That would be pretty cool.
What about you?
I don't know. There's a lot of things I like that are to crossover, but they're already, like, vaguely crossover. If I'd see anything, I'd like to see Star Wars cross with The Legend of Zelda. Because there's already swords, there's light versus dark and all that kind of stuff, and I think it would really lend itself to, like, each lore would lend themselves together pretty well. And I don't think I've ever seen too much crossover cosplay for that, which seems like a no-brainer to give Link a lightsaber.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it. We saw, I've seen the Mario and Star Wars crossover before, but yeah, never Link.
That was a good one, I like that. I think I saw that too. That was a pretty good one. Okay, last rapid-fire question, and we're going to just build on these every week if we can, take suggestions from the listeners, the guests, but just to finish it off for today, what superpower would you pick if you could have any superpower for a full week, 7 whole days?
I would like to have the power to speak any language in the world.
Really? Sort of, like, Wild Thornberry style, or...
Not like,
a little bit more contemporary.
Like, not like animal languages, just like other human being languages. Because I feel like that's something, if you could learn the language that fast, then after the week was over, you could retain it.
Oh, okay. So you're forward thinking. Okay.
What about you?
So I always tell people my power would be to stop time, but that feels like cheating because you're extending the time past 7 days. So I'm going to have to go with flight. I think it's a classic, you know. It is
a classic.
You could see lots of different things you can't really. It's just a fun power to have. You could do a little levitation. It would be a nice little party trick. You can't go wrong with that, you know. If you ever saw Chronicle, you know, it's as long as you don't get struck by lightning or an airplane, it's a pretty good power to have.
Yeah, unless you're afraid of heights like me, I couldn't do. I guess if you have the power of flight, then you don't have to worry about falling to your death. But I would be worried about, like, when my week was up, like
that's see, I'm afraid of heights too, so I know I'm only flying for 6 days, and the seventh day is just how far I can jump, you know. I don't mind falling 2 feet. I can survive that, but no, I'm not flying on that sixth day. I'm bad at time. I'm bad telling time. I'm a procrastinator. I'm always late, and I don't want my time to be wrong. When I'm several feet, several hundreds of feet in the sky, I don't want to just fall because, you know, it's not the fall that kills you, it's the landing. I
It
guess I
is.
could have a parachute. That's not a superpower. That's just having a parachute.
That's just common sense.
Yeah, common sense ain't that common sometimes.
Yeah, maybe common sense is a
Oh, we're not trying to break the universe here. We're trying
superpower.
to stay within the realms of realistic superpowers, you know, like flight and speaking every language on the drop of a dime. So yeah, so that's basically what we're going to get into each week. You know, we're going to hash it out with the guests a little bit more, get into their bodies of work. You know, our body of work kind of, we know each other, so it feels kind of cheating to ask leading questions to each other. If I wanted to ask Steph, hey, what's your body of work? Well, I've seen it. We collaborate pretty frequently, so that's kind of cheating. But there's people out there that make board games, make comics, they're remixers, they make video games, they maybe are just bloggers that work for more than like five sites or something. They're in the real freelance business. So there's a lot more out there, and we want to get to know those people, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's what makes this like concept interesting is getting to know the person.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, if I'm being completely candid, it kind of really miffed me in the last like probably 5 years. Just on the internet, a lot more people are getting famous with Twitter, Facebook, YouTube's really come into its own. And you just see these people rise up and really get popular because they're making quality things and they're probably pretty good people, but we feel so comfortable tearing them down or talking about them like they're characters, which it's good that we feel comfortable about that, but they are people again, like I said at the beginning. So I think if we just hear a little bit more from them, it'll be easier to sympathize and say, hey, maybe let's not be jerks to that person. They're a person, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So that's pretty much the idea that we have. We just wanted to kick out something a little bit so we have something to send to people because it's kind of hard to just send unsolicited messages, hey, be on my podcast, and we haven't even started anything yet. So just with that, we're looking forward to bringing you all a lot of good content, a lot of great guests. Some you may have heard a lot about, some you may have never heard. But we think we'll have something nice for you. Any last thoughts, Steph?
I'm just looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Awesome. So until next time, this is Character Select, and we'll have a tagline for you next time.
Oh yeah.
Peace.